Marty, a lot to get to this week, and we begin with some news that just broke this week that you have in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Mike Cook has a moving tribute to a filmmaker and a professor at New Mexico State University, Mark Medoff.
Yes, playwright and screenwriter, a lot of roles he played in the theater and film arts. He passed away late Tuesday. That's when we found out anyway. And we had known that he was ill and this was imminent. And so Mike wrote a column and we were able to get it in this week at the last minute because we go to press on Wednesday. And he it's a very heartfelt column because Mike is an actor himself as well as our ace reporter. And knows the theater in Las Cruces inside and out, and was very close to Medoff. And so anybody who cares about Mark Medoff, a Tony play a winner, and so much that he did, and that was from, you know, New York, his work that got on Broadway, but really what he did in Las Cruces and did for younger people coming up. He meant so much, and so this will resonate with anybody who knows or knows him or has heard of him and knows his place in Las Cruces Theater.
Yeah, definitely. And I will look forward to reading that, and I'm glad that you were able to make it into the newspaper, even though it was something that happened later in the week. We need to move on, and we move on to somewhat of a surprise in Las Cruces city government. The city manager, Stuart Eade, his contract not too long ago was extended and he was given a raise. But there had been some controversies recently. And while we don't know if the controversies have anything to do with this decision, he abruptly resigned.
Yes, he did on Monday. And the controversy you're alluding to, Fred, earlier this month in April, Economic Development Director Phil Sanfilippo and Visit Las Cruces Director Jennifer Bales were both placed on administrative leave. Now, the mayor has, he would not say whether the two were related, the two incidences were related, but Stuart Eade abruptly resigned on Monday, and Mike Cook reached him by phone later that day, and basically, to paraphrase, Stuart Eade says it was time for me to move on, and I'm looking forward to new things in my life, and I have some things I'm very excited about, and so he just seemed to be at peace with the decision in that regard. Mm-hmm. And then we have quotes from the mayor and a lot of counselors on this as well.
All right, we'll look for that. Very interesting story. Also a story that's making national and international news in our region, the influx of Central American immigrants. And you have a story about some Venezuelan transplants in Las Cruces who rue the conditions in their homeland.
Yes, Mike Cook again got with about 10 Venezuelans recently in a private home. And this is not directly tied to the immigrant situation in the sense that a lot of them have been here, are working, are students, and are in that sense integrated into the community. But they spilled their true feelings about what's going on in their homeland, and they're very, very critical of Hugo Chavez, who was elected president in 1998 and turned into a dictator, they say. And Vice President Nicolas Maduro is now the leader. He was the vice president. And they're very critical of him. And they're talking about the food shortages and the fact that you can't speak out without reprisal in that country. And they really blame socialism for taking an oil-rich country and just making it poverty-stricken. Mm, so very, very interesting take on that.
I have about 30 seconds here, and an update on the renovation of Las Cruces' oldest landmark.
Amador Hotel, and the Amador Hotel Foundation will receive a New Mexico Historic Preservation Division award May 17th in Santa Fe. And then the background to all this is that, you know, this building that is really our oldest landmark remaining is now being renovated. We have an update on all that.
We will look for it. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Those stories and much more this week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.